Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. With the win over the Texans on Sunday night, the Patriots earned themselves a ticket to play in and host the AFC Championship game next week. Now, following that big win, some key players of the game were inside the radio studio at Gillette Stadium on Monday for WEEI. Head coach Bill Belichick, Vince Wilfork, and Shane Vereen reflect on that game and prepare to move on to the next one.
You played Houston earlier this year. In the regular season, you beat them. And you try to say, hey, listen, that game doesn't matter. Now you play Baltimore in the regular season.
Game still don't matter.
And the game doesn't matter.
Still don't
okay.
matter. You know, in the playoffs.
How about last year's AFC Championship
doesn't
game?
Matter.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter. You know, one thing I've learned over, you know, time playing football is when you get to the playoffs, it's a different ballgame. You know, because you have so many, especially when you play a team early on in the year. I mean, there's so many different things that happen throughout the rest of the year where you might see different things they show you, you know, or they might come back with some of the things that they feel really good about. So, you know, early on this year, we feel as a team that probably was one of our worst games we played as a team, especially defensively. So, we've grown from that. I think we've actually gotten better from that. But at the same time, it won't matter if we don't execute.
Well, I think it depends on the guy. You know, some guys, like Shane, could do a lot of the things that Woody did, and that really wasn't a big problem. Gronk's got a unique skill set. There's not many Gronks out there.
Right.
So when he left the game, we had to make some adjustments in some of the things we did with him. But Shane did a good job of stepping in there and really, I mean, he practiced a lot of things that Danny would have done and stepped in and did pretty well.
It's tough because you got to keep up with Tom Brady, who's a 13-year vet, arguably the greatest quarterback. And, you know, it's tough sometimes to keep up with him, but we go over it so much throughout the week that in the game it's kind of, you know, it clicks and it's like second nature.
You know, I'm responsible for a lot of decisions out there for the football team and need to make good ones. And I think that comes with being composed, being able to think, being able to understand the information from the coaches that you're getting from on the headset and managing the situation. So, you know, I think the cheering and all that, that's what the fans are there for. And that's great. But, you know, we really all have a job to do on the field. And I think it's important that we focus on that job and do it well. We don't really need to get more guys cheering on the sideline. We've got plenty of them in the stands.
They've been here and they won before. That team they have so much confidence. They play with so much confidence and so much swagger. I mean, it's going to take a lot to intimidate that team, a lot. So just because it's a road game, it doesn't mean that, you know, something is given to us. Because, like I said, it showed last week they went to Denver. After Denver, you know, beat the brakes off them, they went into Denver and handled Denver. So they don't mind by being on the road.
Well, they've been in big games. They've won a lot of big games. So have we. It should be a heck of a football game.
You put them in the foxhole, they're fighting back. No question about that one.
Well, they're going down swinging, and you know, we will too. I mean, I think both teams will come out there and just slug away. And, you know, team that executes the best. I don't know if there's a big edge one way or the other, but it just comes down to, you know, who performs the best on Sunday.
Oh, it's great competition. And the thing is we're so close and we're such a good group that, you know, we want each other to do well. You know, we don't really care who's in the game. As long as we're executing, as long as whoever's in the game is doing well, I mean, we're happy and the team is happy because we're getting W's.
What's the relationship like now without Kevin Faulk, you know, being in the locker room with you guys? Who's taking over the leadership role of that group?
You know, the oldest guy in the room is Woody. And this is 50 year, I think. And so it's a big drop off because Kev was huge, and he still comes around every now and then, and I love seeing him. We depended on him so much last year, being young, coming in, me and Rid. So to lose Kev, you know, it's tough, but we see him every now and then. But Woody has really stepped up.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.